You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Made it to the end of another work week. Friday, February the 7th, 2025. The time is 8:07, 3 degrees above zero, with a wind chill of 9 below here at our studios, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to our 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel, not the Civic Media YouTube channel, but our specific 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel, and you can see the show there. You can also add your voice, send us a text, give us a call, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Love to hear your thoughts. Can be about something we are talking about. Can be something about what we're not talking about. But would love to hear from you. You can also use the Civic Media app. Open up the WXCO part of the app. There's a button to call, a button to text, a button to email, a button to go to our website, a button to listen to us live. So it's all there. If you have not downloaded the app, do it today. Well, coming up on the program in just a few minutes at 8:21, we will be joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merloa. Tell us about, again, a significant snowstorm. Right now, looking outside, see some blue skies. Not a bad start, but tomorrow it is going to be a winter day. Snow day, but no school. But we'll get all the details from Brittany coming up in just a few minutes. Also coming up later this hour at 8:34, we'll be joined by Mike Clemens from the Super Bowl. Mike will tell, we'll talk about the Super Bowl. Also, a former Packer great has been elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Sterling Sharp announced last night. Talk about that as well with Mike Clemens coming up at 8:34. And in the second hour, we'll be joined in studio by Paul Micklick for our Friday segment with Paul, starting at 9:21. So, and then, of course, our daily history lesson at the end of the show. And we will see whether or not Ian can pull out a passing grade this week. Got it right yesterday. Going to try to do it again today. So That's all coming up here on the program. Before we go any further, need to say good morning to Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Well, I am so happy it's Friday. To me, it's been a long week.
It has been, hasn't it?
It just feels like this week has been going slower than usual.
You know, and it just, there's a, again, we've talked about this, and I've continued to, I finally am feeling a bit better, but there's a lot of illness going on. I think there's just a lot of stuff going on. Yeah. And I just think that this, I often call these the dog days of winter. You hear about the dog days of summer. Once you get past holidays, you just try to plow through, try to get to the through winter, get to the spring. And right now, I just think it's the dog days.
Yeah, just it feels like the, you know, days are long, the cold is ever a persistent, and the snow is off and on. I mean, I feel bad for all the winter sports people because it's hard for them to decide, well, should I try and get the snowmobile out? Should I go up north, or do I have to wait till next season? I just feel so bad for them because we haven't really gotten like any significant snowfalls like on a weekly basis. It's kind of been like, you know, it snows for a little bit and then it stops and then it snows a little bit and then it just goes away and the temperature goes up and the weather just seems all over the place.
Speaking of Wisconsin,
so
speaking of illnesses, I want to note that today all Antigo School District schools closed, not due to weather, not due to what we would normally expect, but due to illness. And in a Facebook post, Superintendent Glenda Oginski said the closure would allow the district to conduct a comprehensive and thorough deep cleaning of all facilities. She said during this time, all school-related activities, including after-school programs and extracurricular events, will continue as scheduled. The closure will allow school custodians to clean the properties with hospital-grade disinfectant. So I've seen this a lot. There's just a lot of illness going on. I think good for Antigo for trying to close it down and get a clean and try to nip it. And the thing about it is not just Wisconsin. Schools across the U.S. are shut down as illness, flu spreads rapidly.
Yeah.
And again, and I don't want it to get political this early, but I'm going to say it. Trump is working on an order to fire thousands of U.S. Department of Health employees. You can't be doing that right now. There's so much going on with the health of everybody. And to basically say, well, we're going to fire all these health employees. We're going to stop releasing information about health that we receive. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's completely out of line. Just trying to get rid of the basic fundamentals of keeping people healthy. I mean, seriously, how extreme do you want to be? Well, I shouldn't ask that because I already know the answer. He's already gone extreme.
Yeah, so again, it's one of those things. But again, hopefully we can start to go in the right direction. But at the same time, if you haven't got a flu shot yet, it's still not too late because often flu is most prevalent in February and March. So if you have not got your flu shot yet, get it. Be safe. Don't say that, I don't need it. We're almost to the end of winter. No. February and March are often the most difficult months when it comes to flu. So, again, and right now it's just one of those situations where I've seen games being postponed because half the team has not been available. Yeah. And it just continues to spread. And I was talking to a coach just last night. He was talking about how his team, over the last month or so, it's been sort of spreading from different players. And they've tried. He said there's no rhyme or reason in how it's spreading. It's just spreading. They're trying their best to separate people. And it still just spreads. And right now, it is a situation where we need to be as careful as possible. And we need to try to do the right things for the rest of this winter. And when I say do the right things, that also involves, I think, the President of the United States and the people around him as well. But again, it's just one of those times. It's in, we're going to continue to track that as well. Wanted to note that tonight we have high school boys basketball. The Wausau West Warriors will take on the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Wisconsin Valley Conference action. I'll be at the D.C. Everest High School Fieldhouse tonight, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Then tomorrow, big one in girls hockey, weather permitting. Superior, long trek for them from the Northwoods. Coming here to Central Wisconsin, take on the Central Wisconsin Storm. Storm, the number 2 ranked team in the state. Superior ranked number 3. We will have coverage, 1:50 for the pregame, 2 o'clock for the opening faceoff. Again, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And don't forget as well, Saturday mornings, you're tuned in right now in the 8 o'clock hour. It's okay to be tuned in during the 8 o'clock hour on Saturday as well, because it will be another edition of the Wausau Business Show. Guys, we'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 until 9 a.m. So again, Wausau Business Show tomorrow morning, 8 till 9, every Saturday morning. And also, if you've missed any of the Wausau Business Shows, they're all also part of a podcast, as like all of our shows, like this show and other shows. But if you go to civicmedia.us, if you go to 90 WXCO.fm, you can go back and listen to previous episodes of the Wausau Business Show as well. So again, Wausau Business Show tomorrow morning, 8 until 9 a.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. And you can also listen to previous episodes on Spotify and Google and Apple Podcasts as well. So always a great way to start off your weekend with the Wausau Business Show.
Absolutely.
Coming up, we will talk about the weather. Again, there will be a advisory going into effect. A winter storm watch will go into effect at midnight tonight and go through 9 p.m. tomorrow. So the winter storm watch in effect from midnight until 9 a.m. Saturday. We'll get all the details coming up with Brittany Merlot coming up next. 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us, send us a call, send us a text, or give us a call, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to let your voice be heard here on the program. As I look outside, blue skies. Pretty calm start after the very heavy winds we've seen. Things have calmed down nicely. And again, not a bad start, but things are going to change as we get into the weekend. And to get all the details, we're joined again by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Gosh, yesterday was wild, wild windy, wasn't it?
There were times when I walked out, it almost felt like the wind was going to lift me off the ground. It was blowing that hard.
Yes, it kind of felt hurricane force. It wasn't quite, but it felt like it, you know? I think our highest clocked gust here in Wausau was 52 miles per hour. But, I mean, it was 55 all throughout the area. I think Sheboygan hit 62 mile per hour wind gusts. I mean, my walls were shaking. My power was surging. I think people lost power throughout central Wisconsin, too. It was wild. But thankfully, so much calmer today, but cooler, right?
Why is it so much calmer so quickly?
Well, what was happening yesterday was the departing storm, you know, the thing that brought the little bit of light snow and ice down south. Well, as that was departing, a high pressure was building in off to the west. And there are so significant storms that it created that crazy wind right through central Wisconsin. So now we're in the high pressure system, the sunshine, the calm winds, the nice temperatures as well. So a little bit calmer today until we get to tomorrow. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, let's talk about, because I mentioned before our break that starting at midnight later tonight, going through 9 p.m. tomorrow, there is a winter storm watch that will go into effect. What are the details? When is the snow going to start? Is it going to start pretty much overnight?
Yeah, it is looking right around that midnight hour, maybe an hour or so after. It'll start to move in, and it's actually going to be a lighter snow type to start. So we'll probably be waking up in the morning to maybe 1 or 2 inches on the ground already, but it's going to be at its heaviest in the morning and into the early afternoon. That's when the biggest accumulations will definitely hit. And we are looking at snow totals from 4 to 7 inches, anywhere between there. So if we're already waking up to 2 inches or so, you know, throughout the rest of the morning and into the afternoon. Now, yes, the watch goes until 9 p.m., I think that the system is really going to be kicking on out of here by 5 or 6. So flurries could linger, but the majority of it will be done and over by early evening. So an all day, early morning to early evening event, 4 to 7 inches. It is going to be with temperatures into those mid-20s. Those will be the warmest. So it'll be a lighter, fluffier snow type, easier to clear. And it is easier to blow and drift around. But good news is those winds won't be strong. So it might just be a good old-fashioned, nice little snowy Saturday. Get the kiddos out, go sledding, do something like that. I know the winter recreation people are excited. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have to drive, just don't. Don't battle that.
And the thing about it, let all the snow settle tomorrow. Sunday, yep. Before the big game, go to the hill, slide down, bring the kids out. Because it looks like it's going to be a beautiful Sunday with a lot of sunshine. Oh, perfect, yeah. Winter kind of days. I mean, it looks like basically an old-fashioned Wisconsin winter weekend.
About time, honestly. We're 4 storms short from where we should be for this time of year. So we've been lucky. We'll get this one, and it's on the weekend. I like the timing of it. Sunday, though, do keep in mind, bundle the kiddos up. Temperatures will be at about 15 degrees, even though the winds won't be too crazy. Still a little crisp out there, but it'll be fun.
4 storms. What does that mean in terms? I mean, is that a big number? Is that way beyond the norm?
I would say so. I mean, that's putting us 20 inches shy of snow totals. So that's a pretty significant amount there. And the farmers, too, they need that moisture. They need that precipitation. It's not just for fun and recreation, but it is for fun and recreation, too. Snowmobile trails are opening up today. Yay!
Yeah, absolutely. Yay. And something that people don't realize is that you can have droughts in the winter, right?
You sure can. And we're definitely going through it, just like last winter, too.
Yep.
It's kind of, I was worried that we were going to have the same exact pattern. That was worse last year, but thankfully we're getting a little bit spreading out throughout the state and finally up north.
So what are you going to do this weekend? How are you going to take advantage of this snow? Or are you going to wait for it to go through?
I'm so torn. I think I'm going to probably chase a little bit of it. I like to do that, right. Go to where the heaviest area is going to be. So I'll be in that town, whoever gets the most. Otherwise, I'll be skiing 100%, and then Sunday I might go snowmobiling.
That sounds like a full weekend, and that's a good weekend, absolutely.
Sounds like a fun weekend.
It will be.
Okay, Brittany, well, you enjoy. Hey, don't fall down and get yourself hurt, though.
I won't. I'm going to walk careful. Like a penguin. Waddle, waddle.
Have you ever got hurt, like skiing or something like that?
Not skiing, actually just walking on black ice. My legs slid right from underneath me, and I broke my tailbone.
Oh, geez.
That thing lingers.
Yeah. You're right. That can be the most dangerous aspect. You think, oh, no, going down a hill. Nope, it's actually just hitting that little piece of ice.
Yep. So be careful. Be careful out there on Saturday, but enjoy it too. Mm. We live in Wisconsin for a reason.
There you go. Hey, have fun this weekend. Enjoy. We'll get a report and talk to you on Monday.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. Stay safe. Bye, guys.
That is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Joins us every weekday morning right here on the program. Right now, fair skies, 3 above 0 is the temperature. Winds out of the west at 7 miles per hour. The wind chill factor is 9 below. Dew point of 3 below. Relative humidity of 76%. Barometer at 30.20 inches. And a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, we are going to talk about the Super Bowl and more. Civic Media Sports Reporter Mike Clemens coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, it is Super Bowl weekend and lots going on in sports, but shocker earlier this week, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Big Three, back the original Big Three is down to a Big One. Big trade, but Bucks. Super Bowl, so much to talk about, and very happy to welcome back to the program our 98.9 WXCO and Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clemens. And Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. I'm in New Orleans covering the Super Bowl this week. And so, you know, the Middleton trade had gone down. Then there was another one where they brought in this Jericho Sims, a center from the New York Knicks. Then I'm on the bus going through a security check, going from one team hotel. I'm trying to sort of enjoy the Super Bowl, okay? As if that wasn't enough to work and cover these two teams and running into, you know, Packers that are here, the Sterling Sharp story.
Yep.
And the Bucks make another trade before the deadline. It's like, would someone tell them to stop? Just stop. Could you wait till I get home or something? My gosh.
By the way, Mike, when you said you were in New Orleans, did you say New Orleans? Did you give the Southern sound to it?
Did I say it that way?
I think you are right now in the midst of it. I think you have become a Cajun real quickly.
I've had my full share of gumbo and jambalaya and all that too. Shrimp Creole. I've learned the difference between Creole and Cajun. Yeah, it's been a good week. But so, you know, this is one of these things, Chad, you know, where there's this initial shock, and then after about 30 seconds, it's like, well, you know, why not? I mean, my gosh, the guy's been off and injured, Chris Middleton, 12 seasons with the Bucks, and then last summer it gets to the point where he has to have surgery on both ankles. There was a story that the Bucks were actually saying, we think he'll be back in time for the opener on October 23rd. There was a story that came out from ESPN after that, when he still wasn't out there, that he'd been medically cleared, that Chris got very frustrated about. And he actually did not get back on the floor until December 6th. Then during January, he had to sit out some games because there were reports of tendonitis in one of the ankles. You know, it's probably still not 100% healed from the surgery. There is also a great story from Jim Mazarski, who, now that the trade has happened, he shared that, you know, Chris had a private moment where he was going through this one ankle injury last spring, and he said, this worries me. And he goes, why? Well, you know, the last time I had an ankle injury this bad, I got traded, and I don't want that to happen. And that's when he was a young man playing for the Pistons, and they traded him to to the Bucks. That was 12 years ago. Well, sure enough, that's basically what happened to him. I mean, he's just not available, and you could sense that Doc Rivers was getting frustrated. Another reporter, though, Lori Nichol, I think she put it great to say, you know, I question this move. I mean, this is, if you watch these games during the TV break, if you're actually in five serve form, who's Giannis going to right away for consultation, for ideas to bounce things off of? Or who's the guy that kind of talks him off the ledge sometimes? It's Chris Middleton. That's his, sort of his big brother. And he's gone.
And Mike, he's gone now. There's so many layers to it, actually. I mean, when you really think about it, I think you kind of touched on, you know, the availability. You look at Kuzma's contract situation, where it's actually a very team-friendly deal, where his numbers actually go down the next couple of years. But the bottom line is, and I think you kind of touched on it there in terms of the relationship with Giannis, even going back to last year where Middleton was not 100% in that series against Indiana, but he still has shown the ability when the chips are down to step up. And this team, it's still all about the playoffs. And I wonder, I mean, Kuzma does have a ring with the Lakers. This is still about the playoffs, isn't it?
Right. So now to understand, you move 33-year-old, soon to be 34-year-old, Chris Middleton, who, you know, when healthy, when he can get hot, the man can get you 20 points, you know, especially from the three-point. You move him out to the Washington Wizards, the worst team. And they have eight wins. And you get these two middle-of-the-road guys, like Kyle Kuzma, who you mentioned, was part of that team when the Lakers won the finals in 21. But just, you know, kind of an average guy on a bad team. And then Pat Baldwin. Now, Pat's from Sussex Hamilton High in Wisconsin, and then played at UWM. You pick him up, and like the next day, you spin him off to the Spurs for some cash considerations. So then it's like you're trying to figure out, why would the Wizards do this? Why would they make this move? Because then the Wizards are probably saying, oh, yeah, we're going to pick up the tab on Chris. We think he's going to be a leader and can help us, guide us through this rebuild. And it's like, it's a head scratcher. And then you forget the one other guy that they sent out there was A.J. Johnson, the first round pick from last summer. Oh, so you know what? It's kind of like bookends. They brought in two guys that are getting more playing time in the middle of their careers. And they sent one, you know, at the end of his career, and a guy who they just the Bucks just drafted, you know, for the future. And they're taking some of those dollars off the backs of the Bucks for Chris. And so that's why they made that move. At the end of the day, with Kuzma, the guy that you held on to, they just think he's going to be more available, you know, ready to play than Chris, who, you know, you never know. And if, you know, somebody goes down in the clutch, that you're going to have trouble. Now that they think they need someone to play backup center, so they make another deal. What was that, Wednesday night, when they get this Jericho Sims from the Knicks to play center? And they spun off a G League player to the Knicks for that. And then that just before the deadline yesterday, they make another trade. And this is the one where I was on the security bus and said, knock it off, just stop. and that's when they bring in Kevin Porter Jr. from the Clippers, the LA Clippers. And I'm thinking, oh, maybe this is a Doc Rivers guy? No. The Doc had left and gone to the 76ers when they picked this guy up. Actually, he had been a first-round pick for the Bucks. I'd forgotten that, five, 6 years ago. So they're bringing him back in, and they sent Marjon Beauchamp, who, you know, was a draft pick a couple of years ago for the Bucks, hasn't quite developed, and sent him out to the Clippers. Now you read a guy who covers the Clippers, he says, oh, great move by the Clippers, because, you know, this Porter, he was inconsistent and not the guy that they needed off the bench, but they've got a young guy from the Bucks who, you know, will develop for them, and, you know, so whatever, you know. it's a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
They moved a lot of players in the last 3 days, to be sure.
And I guess the final point about the whole week, it shows that, you know, when folks get upset when a player may leave in free agency, It's a two-way street. You got to feel for Chris. His first year at the Bucks, they were 15-67, and now it goes full circle back to an 8-win team in Washington. That's actually the hard part. It's like, doggone it. Couldn't you send him somewhere he could at least play in the playoffs?
Yeah, and we got the press release to make this official. In other words, that the league had approved the trade for Middleton with the Wizards and the one from the Knicks. We got that at 3 minutes to midnight last night. We still haven't had official word from the team on this Kevin Porter Jr. deal. By the way, I thought this was interesting. Both he and Marjon Beauchamp, they competed against each other in the Seattle area. So that's just the way it goes in the NBA. So that I expect to get that press release today once it gets approved by the league. But, you know, and we haven't heard from John Horst yet. He'll explain what his reasoning is. And we haven't had a chance to hear from Doc Rivers yet, too. They're on the road tonight against the Atlanta Hawks, and maybe before the game, Doc then will talk to the beat reporters and say, you know, what he knows about the deals.
Again, we're talking to Mike Clemens, our 98.9 WXCO and Civic Media sports reporter. The first member of the Infante Packers makes the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? You know, I got to tell you, Sterling Sharp did not do it because, you know, he won any popularity.
No.
he had this reputation sort of a little before my time about just, like, never cooperating with the media. And then, you know, 15 years ago, he was on the NFL Network or ESPN? He was on TV all the time as a football analyst. Of course, you know, Shannon Sharp is very outspoken and opinionated, but Sterling, it was one of these days where I was at the Super Bowl around 06 or 07, and Brett had just decided he was going to come back. Brett Favre decided to come back. So I talked to Joe Namath. He was standing there in Radio Row. Joe, what do you think about, you know, Brett coming back? Well, yeah, why not? You know, hey if he still feels he can play. I ran into Joe Montana. He goes, yeah, what's the big deal? You know, he says, hey, more power to him. You know, if the Packers want him back, why not? I go to Sterling Sharp, and he goes, I said, can I just ask you two questions? And he said, that's one. And then I said, okay, well, Brett Favre, you know, has announced he's coming back. Your reaction? I think it's great. And he walked away. Like, he's a jerk. I mean, he's a jerk. But he was an outstanding receiver whose career was cut short by a neck injury, and he got voted in last night, who did not get in. Eli Manning, quarterback for the Giants, and Mike Holmgren did not make the cut.
That one surprises me a little bit because I think Holmgren's a Hall of Famer. Do you think Holmgren's a Hall of Famer?
On the basis of not only did Ron Wolf do an amazing thing the way he turned around the Packers, and so did Mike Holmgren. And then he went to the Seattle Seahawks and did the same thing again. And one thing he said that helped him a lot was he had some guy named Ted Thompson who had worked at the Green Bay office. He was able to, you know, bring him out to Seattle. And the Packers were not happy about that. I mean, Bob Harlan was literally chasing him down the hallway when they found out that he'd been slipped on a plane out to Seattle because they didn't want to lose him. They thought he could replace Ron Wolf someday. Eventually, they got their man. So, yeah, because he's gone to 3 Super Bowls, won one, and a lot of the things that he developed, that's why he came close by a whisker this year of getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Real quickly, let me ask you, because I heard you had some sound with Josh Jacobs earlier in the week, and he mentioned that they need some more veterans. My first thought is, we've heard that from Packers for a couple of decades now. Is this the year that they're going to listen and bring in a little bit of reinforcement with the veterans?
Well, he's trying to make the point, you know, hey, look how it worked out when you brought in Xavier McKinney on defense and me on offense. I mean, we're like, you know, we're the two leaders in the clubhouse here. And if we could just get one more piece like that. So he's, you know, on behalf of his quarterback, Jordan Love. One of the other receivers, I wonder if he's creating a little bit of a rift. I mean, Dontavian Wicks had a tweet where he had a bunch of laughing emojis and you know, and a thumbs down. And, you know, I hate to be, you know, it's the off season. My God, I have to interpret emojis. You know, I hate that. I don't have a real feel if he's, you know, creating a little bit of separation in that locker room. But Josh Jacobs earned his leadership. on this team. And I got a great interview with him to talk about how that process happened this past year. And the day after they were cleaning out their lockers after losing the Eagles, he started it right then. He said, I'm going to get out and start recruiting some guys, just like they sort of recruited me and Xavier McKinney. You know, we need another guy. We need a number one receiver, somebody. And, you know, standing on the table and say, let's bring in a guy like Devontae Adams back to Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Jordan Love last night, and he's already got the answer. Like, you know, I love all my receivers. one of them is going to emerge, you know. So, you know, the real question to Jordan is, like, do you want Josh Jacobs to just kind of shut up and stay out of it and let Goody do his job? Because that'll be the real question there.
And finally, Super Bowl, 5:30, Sunday, Fox. Does history get made? The first three-time Super Bowl champion in a row.
Yeah, I think so. I think the oddsmakers have got it right by just having 1.5 points in favor of Kansas City. The Eagles are such a physical team. I mean, I think of that play where this linebacker came crashing down and drilled his helmet into the shoulder of Elgton Jenkins, and he was out for the rest of the game. That was game-changing. Or Oren Burks, the former Packer, who punches the ball out. But that it's Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and they always figure out a way how to win a football game.
It's so, been amazing, right, Tom? Those one-score games. I mean, it
17 keep, in a row.
You keep rolling that dice, and it keeps coming up.
Yep.
Hey, Mike, thanks again. Enjoy the rest of the weekend in New Orleans, and we'll catch you again next week.
Thank you, Chad. Take care, buddy.
8:49 is the time. We'll be right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I came across this story. It's not a world-shattering story that we've been talking about recently, but it annoys me. And it's because technicalities. I hate when somebody tries to get out of paying a prize because of a technicality. And at the University of Massachusetts, they had a contest at a women's basketball game where somebody needs to hit a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer, and then a half-court shot all in a row in order to win a $10,000 prize. Okay. And a fan did it, went through all four. Hit the remarkable half-court shot after making the first three.
Awesome.
However, the joy was short-lived. The university, backed by its insurance partner Odds On Promotions, denied him the prize due to a technicality. So, of course, you go through it. The half-court shot goes in. Everybody goes nuts. Everybody's yelling, you know. Crowd is on their feet. But then the elation turned to disappointment because Odds On Promotions claimed the shot didn't qualify because Noah's foot grazed the line. Grazed the line.
Gosh.
At the half-court line. Grazed it. That's
just
what they
being
said.
Being like nitpicky on the little things.
UMass, sometimes doing nothing may have been better than this. But UMass offered the person a compensation package valued at $500 instead of $10,000.
You could easily give him like $1,000 or
$5,000? No, no, there's a technical. Don't start going that way.
Okay.
This compensation package, including game tickets, concessions, vouchers, and UMass merchandise. While the university may have acted within the guidelines of the insurance policy, many argue that the person rightfully won the prize and deserves fair compensation. It's wrong.
Yeah, that doesn't really seem fair. I mean, if he got all the shots, but he was called out just because his foot had grazed at the line, I really don't think that's fair, especially to him, because he probably felt really good after making all those shots. I mean, the crowd was going wild, and the technicality comes, everybody's disappointed, and yeah, that's just.
But there was a similar story back in 1993 when the Chicago Bulls were playing at Chicago Stadium, and a man named Don Calhoun, he took a $1 million shot. Basically, it was from a three-quarters court.
Okay.
And Calhoun made the heave, and he threw it in there. He made it. However, there was a similar kind of problem where the contest, they tried to not pay the $1 million. Because again, one of these contests are not meant to win. They have these insurance coverage to basically pay for it, but they look for any way to take away the prize.
Not cool.
And the insurance companies have all this fine print. I mean, so anything that may be beyond that fine print, the insurance companies are unforgiving. If they find any, if your foot grazes the line, they are going to have the prize taken away. Well, this Don Calhoun had part of the contract talked about not playing organized basketball like at the college level or something like that. And he had played at a junior college his freshman year, and that was it. And so that meant that he was technically ineligible to win the $1 million prize.
Oh, man.
And outrage started to grow in Chicago after this occurred. But what happened was Michael Jordan stepped up. Michael Jordan said to the people with the Bulls and with the people in the insurance company, you guys are paying him that money. And if Michael Jordan of the Chicago Bulls, during the midst of his run of NBA championships, was going to say, hey, you're going to get paid, they're going to get paid. Because Calhoun ran into Michael Jordan one time, and the first thing out of Jordan's mouth was, did you get your money? And then Jordan said, we made them give it to you. We were upset they were trying not to pay you. So Jordan and the other Chicago Bulls stepped up.
Thank you for stepping up.
Exactly. And I just think it's wrong at UMass that this person did everything but grazed the line. Grazed. Come on. Jeez. Give that person the 10 grand.
Seriously.
Coming up, an information update. We'll find out what's going on in news, weather, and sports. And then Paul Meckling will join us at 9:21. We'll have our daily history lesson and number for the day quiz coming up as well. You're on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.